Fans of crime stories, psychological thrillers, and police procedurals, rejoice. This is the show for you. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a pair of novels that just might keep you on the edge of your seat. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. This January has been a great month for thriller fans, with Allafair Burke's The Wife and A.J. Finn's The Woman in the Window both coming out in paperback, and two major new novels in a similar vein arriving to join them. Perhaps my favorite of the whole bunch is The Boy by Tammy Hoag. What kind of monster would stab a 7-year-old boy to death? Annie Broussard and Nick Forsad, a married detective couple in rural Louisiana, are going to find out if it kills them, and it almost does. Hoag's fictional Cajun backwater, Bro Bayou, which she's written about in three other novels, returns in all its swampy, gumbo-scented glory in this tightly plotted police procedural. It begins with the murder of a little boy that leaves his mother alive, which eventually puts the woman herself under suspicion. But in the meantime, the little boy's babysitter, a 13-year-old girl, also goes missing, making people feel there's some kind of maniac on the loose. As Annie and Nick try to solve the crime, they get nothing but trouble from the newly elected sheriff, a media-obsessed jerk with obvious political ambitions who has brought with him from his previous job another incompetent jerk who is now head of the crime scene forensics team. Clearly, Nick and Annie are the Cajun descendants of the famous Nick and Nora, the married couple Dashiell Hammett created in The Thin Man, played in the movies with sizzling chemistry by William Powell and Myrna Loy. The version of their banter Hoag creates for her own detective couple is heavily peppered with Cajun French, translated in a glossary at the end of the book, which will come in very handy if you ever need to curse somebody out in Louisiana. Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen, the writers behind The Wife Between Us, a 2014 bestseller, again use split narration to tell a tense tale of two female characters. Jessica, a makeup artist in New York City, is struggling to make ends meet by doing sessions in clients' homes. When she overhears that some ditzy college girls she's working on have signed up to take a psychological survey for $500, she breaks into their voicemail while they're out of the room to get the info. Ironically, as soon as she gets there, she has to answer the question, "Could you tell a lie without feeling guilt?" and describe a time in your life when you cheated. Turn the page. Now we're watching Jessica from the other side, from the perspective of the researcher, Dr. Lydia Shields, who is already aware of her subject's deception. We soon learn the survey is just a front for involving Jessica in some nefarious schemes Dr. Shields has planned, schemes which may have already led to the death of the woman known as Subject 5. Almost nothing about this story or these characters is very believable, from Jessica's naivete to Lydia's sociopathic tendencies to the awful and life-changing bit of personal history they share. Leave that aside, though, and you can still have quite a bit of fun unraveling the mystery and watching their game of cat and mouse play out. I tend to be tough on this kind of book, but before it was even published, an anonymous girl had 4.15 out of 5 on Goodreads after 5,500 votes. The fans have spoken, so if you're a fan, check it out.
The books are The Boy by Tammy Hoag and An Anonymous Girl by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.